Welcome back to the Letters and Layers podcast. Welcome to any new listeners. It's your host, Amaka. Before I get started, I wanted to urge and encourage those who have been listening to the podcast for a while, who have found this podcast and have taken a liking to it, who appreciate what I talk about and share, but are not yet subscribed, I would really appreciate it if you guys subscribe to the podcast. Showing your support in that way would be so helpful in getting the podcast out to other potential listeners who may just as much as you guys do enjoy the content that I share on this platform. So if you're listening right now and you have been a listener for a while, or you recently discovered me and you are becoming someone who appreciates my content on this podcast, make it official and subscribe on the platform where you are listening from. And I appreciate you guys, as always. Thank you, as always. So, how am I doing? It is Sunday, the 14th of April. It is about 8:30 in the morning. I am recording not long after waking up, and kind of, you know, just settling into the morning, starting to mentally plan my day. But priority was recording this episode. So my weekend so far has gone pretty well. I was invited to a birthday gathering yesterday, which I went to, and was fun to see some of my friends and meet a few new people. Spend some time with my husband. He is a medical resident, which I believe I've mentioned on the podcast before. He's been in a particularly busy block of rotations or specialty blocks the past few months. So yesterday was his only day off for the week, so we spent some time together. And woke up this morning, Sunday morning, and starting to get into the frame of mind of the upcoming week and just getting prepared. I am currently reading Thick by Tressie McMillan Cotton, and I was hoping to be ready to start discussing the book on this episode, but I'm not quite there yet, so please bear with me. I think that is going to be a two-parter. In terms of episode breakdown, I went into reading the book thinking it could just be a one episode situation, but I feel like even two episodes wouldn't be enough, but I don't want to, you know, kind of do too much. There's only one book I've done three parts on, and it was Set Boundaries, Find Peace earlier on in my podcasting journey. And after that, I resolved that I wouldn't go beyond two episodes for one book. So that's the plan. Like I said, I was hoping to start it today, but I'm not ready and I don't want to rush it or start the conversation unprepared. So the goal is for the next episode to be part one of Thick by Tressie McMillan Cotton. And I believe that will be what will happen. So stay tuned for that. Very excited for that. What I've read in the book so far has been very deep in terms of the approach that Tressie uses to share her perspective and opinions on American culture and Black culture, and how so many parts of society affect us, and how we internalize things, and how we respond to messages that are pushed out to us through media and culture in general. So I'm excited to talk about that book. The first chapter is on beauty, so we'll dive into that. I think it's about 6 or 7 essays, and I'm going to break that into 2 parts. So it will be the beauty essay and then the next essay, which I am going to start reading this week. So that's the update when it comes to books and where I am. But today I wanted to talk to my listeners who struggle with letting go of mistakes that they've made in the past, and my listeners who struggle with not internalizing their mistakes and, you know, having it affect how they see themselves as people, because I am you guys. I have a hard time when I make big mistakes, quote unquote. I have a hard time with not putting myself down. And I have a hard time with allowing myself to believe that I am deserving of good things after making those mistakes. I think that definitely stems from childhood, very high expectations from my parents. I felt this more so from my father. I feel like I got more of a forgiving energy of mistakes from my mom. It wasn't perfect, but comparatively between my 2 parents, I got more of a forgiving energy from my mother. I feel like she was able to kind of move past the mistakes that I would make as a child quicker. Less so from my father. I got a lot less, as far as forgiving energy and kind of moving past things, I got that a lot less from him. And I feel like it took longer for us to go back to a normal place between us after mistakes. So that really affected me. And you know, you get older, you realize these things as an adult. I believe part of our responsibility and part of like the work that we have to do for ourselves is to reparent ourselves and find the resources to appropriately do that for ourselves when we get older. And I have worked on that. I've worked on that. Like I've actively, when I make a mistake or I have a setback that I believe is my responsibility, I have to like actively and audibly talk to myself like, okay, this happened. You made this mistake. You know, it does not mean that you're a bad person. It does not speak to who you are. It does not speak to your personality or core or essence of you as a person. You know, you are human. You can make mistakes. What did you learn? What do we resolve to do moving forward? And, you know, how can we try to not have this happen again? Because as long as we're human, we can make the same mistakes more than once. And I get particularly hard on myself and down on myself if I make a mistake more than once, because I'm like, girl, this happened already. Like, what's going on? You know? So I wanted to talk to the listeners today who struggle with that, because I struggle with that too. And like I said, definitely stems from childhood, how hard, you know, things were, and how, as far as I guess discipline goes, you know, sometimes it was harsh when it comes to me making mistakes as a child and a teen growing up. And I feel sometimes like I can't move beyond the mistake if I don't feel like I haven't punished myself enough. And that can just kind of be like putting myself down emotionally, because it was almost like I couldn't move on, or my parents would not move on from the mistake if they didn't feel like I hadn't been punished enough for that mistake, or they didn't feel like I had been disciplined enough for that mistake. Because the goal for them as parents is to kind of like prevent it from happening again. Whether it did or not, I don't know. But as a child, you are trying to kind of keep yourself safe, and you'll do whatever you can to not have that mistake happen again. So I guess the end goal for that was achieved. But then ultimately, what did that cause, especially as an adult? So I do still have those moments where I kind of have to punish myself emotionally, you know, kind of put myself down, and it can be tough, you know, and then I almost have to feel like, okay, I've done it enough to where I can move on. And that is a behavior that I am not proud of, but I think it just kind of stems from my upbringing, and whether consciously or unconsciously, it's what I learned, and I'm still actively trying to unlearn. I do it a lot less. I do it a lot less when it comes to like minor mistakes that I feel like I can kind of move past pretty quickly. But if it is something that I feel like I should have known better, I can get pretty hard on myself with that. And it will take a lot longer to move past that. And I think that also is reflective of my upbringing, because there are little mistakes here and there that maybe I might get like a scolding or whatever. And then, you know, there were quote unquote bigger mistakes or things that maybe I would do that my parents were concerned were setting a bad example for my siblings, because I'm the oldest of four. So maybe the discipline would have been harsher. And I kind of still have that wiring in my head and that mental map of how to approach, how to deal with mistakes, bigger ones. So, you know, I am, like I said, trying to rewire that. Even in my mid-30s, it's difficult. And I want to do that because if/when kids are in the picture for me, I do not want to replicate that approach. Like, I don't want to use that as a parent for my children. So, you know, as far as making mistakes in present day and, you know, kind of maybe doing things or exhibiting a behavior or making a decision that in hindsight I'm not happy with, maybe there were consequences to it, maybe there weren't, I have been, you know, kind of actively talking to myself and telling myself that just because you made a mistake does not mean that you are a mistake, or just because you made this mistake does not mean you're stupid, or just because you made this mistake does not mean you're undeserving, you know? Because I think that was kind of like the messaging, whether intentional or unintentional, I internalized when I grew up too, like growing up, like, you made this mistake, you're undeserving of this. You made this mistake, so therefore you are not allowed to do this or whatever. And, you know, I guess the goal of parents is to make sure the child is continuing in a direction where they will make the good or right decisions. But the approach in addressing the mistakes that are made can really be detrimental or impactful in a negative way when we grow up. So, still doing that work, still unpacking the effects of that. And, you know, I almost have to bring myself down or away from that place that so much wants to just rip myself apart emotionally, so that I can get to that place where I feel like, okay, I've punished myself enough, I can move on, and I can actually let myself like kind of be free from that mistake. But still doing the work and having to remind myself that just because I made this mistake does not mean I'm undeserving. Just because I made this mistake does not mean I am a mistake or that I'm stupid or everything that I've done in the past doesn't matter or all the accomplishments I've made in the past are invalidated. You know, depending on who you are, depending on the type of upbringing you've had, you know, those thoughts can go pretty deep, and those thoughts can get pretty dark. And it is an ongoing process to kind of continuously pull myself out from that place when I make a mistake. So I have to give myself that initial talking to, you know, just because this happened does not mean all these negative things. It does not mean you're a bad person. It does not mean that you are undeserving of the things that you have. It does not mean that you are not worthy of love. And it takes kind of telling myself that over and over for a little bit. for it to internalize, because, you know, when you get messages around, you know, kind of making mistakes and having setbacks or exhibiting behaviors or making decisions that you're not happy about, it's very easy to fall into the trap or to the old habits that you have consciously or unconsciously kind of built or internalized growing up, because that's what you saw and that's the approach that was used with you. But getting to the point where you're an adult and you're trying to unlearn that and you're trying to use new strategies and new approaches, it can feel very foreign. It can feel like it's ineffective and that it won't work. And I think I struggle with that too, because sometimes when I make a mistake and I'm telling myself it's okay to make a mistake, it does not feel true to me. It does not feel real for me. It does not feel like it's okay to tell myself that, because the message I internalized as a child growing up was that it's not okay to make mistakes. There is 0% error. That's all that is accepted. And imagine kind of having that being reinforced over and over and over and over again, with no room for any flexibility when it comes to that. It's hard. It's hard to reprogram that in your head. It's hard to kind of rewire the circuitry in your brain when it comes to how to handle things like that as an adult. But you know, we often get to a point where we realize perpetuating this behavior over and over is doing a lot more harm than good. And we just need something else to replace that with. So that's a journey that I am constantly on. I don't know if I will ever get to a point of destination. I don't know that I will ever get to an end or feel like I'm finished. I don't know if I'm ever going to get to a place where I don't do that anymore. What I believe is more realistic and what I believe I can do is just be aware, just always be aware of what's kind of bubbling up to the surface emotionally, what I have the urge to do in those moments, you know, wanting to kind of emotionally punish myself for a mistake and really get down on myself. That's almost kind of like automatically where my brain goes, and having that emotional strength and building that muscle of actively moving away from that in those moments and saying, it is okay. Mistakes happen. You're human. You're not, you know, infallible. So far as you are a human being walking on this earth, you don't know everything. You're going to make mistakes. It is okay. It's not the end of the world. You will move past this. Even if there are consequences, you will be fine. It's a lesson learned. Like, I have to do this. This kind of stream of consciousness and thought process that I'm actively saying into this microphone, this is what I have to do for myself. And I'm sharing this because I know it can't be just me who goes into a really dark place with myself sometimes and allows myself to get to that place because of mistakes that I may make and feeling like I have to be there for a particular amount of time before I let myself come out of it. So I have to give myself these talks and I have to allow time and distance to enter between myself and the mistake that was made. It's kind of like when you hurt yourself and you have to do that initial first aid care so that you can stop the bleeding or reduce the swelling and, you know, kind of make sure that things don't get worse. And then you allow time and distance between yourself and the moment of the incident to allow your body to do the, you know, longer term work to heal. So if I were to use an example, that's what I would say. Like, when I make a mistake in that moment, I have to do kind of like the first aid treatment. I have to start, you know, kind of talking myself through the fact that it's not the end of the world and I'm allowed to make mistakes and I'm human and it doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. It doesn't mean that I'm undeserving. I have to tell myself that even if there are natural consequences to the mistake, that it is okay. That ultimately it is a learning experience and I will find myself on the other side and it will make me a better person for it. So that's kind of like the initial work I have to do when I am in the immediate aftermath of making a mistake. And then the longer term work happens. I feel like time is a tool that helps all that work, that initial work I do, kind of internalize. And it's a constant battle. It's constant work with helping to rewire my brain. I think I have, with the work I've done in my adult life, it's easier to move past mistakes that I feel like are smaller or less consequential. I still actively have to do this work with things that I feel have bigger consequences. I still actively have to do this work with mistakes that I feel like I should have known better. I still have to do this with mistakes that I feel like sometimes I'm too old to make. And it's funny because that messaging too, you're too old to do this. You should have known better. These are messages I got when I was a child. These are messages that I got as a teenager who's the oldest of four and who constantly was told that I have to set a good example for my younger siblings. So I feel like I have the hardest time and I feel like I have to do the most work in those immediate moments when I've made a mistake where I feel like I should have known better. And when I make a mistake where I feel like, you know, I'm too old to do this. And ultimately, who's to say that that's true? Especially if it's not a mistake that hurts you or it's not a mistake that hurts someone else. We all learn lessons in different points of our lives. And sometimes it takes learning a lesson 2, 3, 4, 5 times before it really internalizes, you know? When a child is growing up and transitioning from infancy to toddlerhood to like early adolescence, they have to hear things over and over and over again. Like their parent has to teach them things more than once. Their parent has to repeat things more than once for it to be internalized. And we don't fault the child, or I am of the opinion that we shouldn't fault the child for not getting the message the first time or even the second time or the third time. You know, things have to be repeated over and over. You know, that's how habits are formed. They have to be repeated over and over. So where I am now, I would like to think that as a parent, I know that I have to repeat things over and over to my child for them to really get it before they're able to kind of change the behavior. And, you know, as we get into adulthood and we live adult life, we don't allow ourselves that same grace. We make a mistake. There may or may not be consequences. In our minds, or let me speak for myself, in my mind, I say, okay, we made this mistake. But it's implied that that mistake can't be made again, or that lesson has to be learned just that one time. But that's not always realistic. Sometimes we make the same mistake in different situations, and maybe we couldn't have anticipated what was happening. You know, and then we have to learn the lesson the second time. And then it happens again in a different form. And we have to learn the lesson a third time. Like, I just want us to extend ourselves more grace in this way. It's not the end of the world when we make mistakes. It's not a reflection of who we are as whole beings. We have to allow space for that. We have to know that we are worthy and deserving of good things, regardless of the mistakes. And we have to know that even if we make the mistake again, it's okay. Sometimes we need to learn the same lesson more than once. And sometimes it takes us a few times to really course correct. And that's part of living life, ultimately. You make a mistake, there's a lesson in that. You might make another mistake that is the exact same or similar, and there's another lesson in that too. And sometimes it takes more than a few times to really get it and to really be resolute in knowing how not to have it happen again. But ultimately, the message that I'm really just trying to share is you are not less of a person. You are not undeserving. You are not unworthy if you make mistakes in this life. So far as you are a human living on this earth and walking through it, you have to leave room for those things to happen. And as long as you are willing to acknowledge the mistake, and as long as you're willing to try to do better, you know, and apply the lesson you learned from that mistake in that point in time to the future, then I think you're always going to be on the right track. That's the messaging that I continue to reinforce for myself. And I feel like I'm always going to be on this journey. I feel like there's always going to be a part of me that will automatically just want to slide back into the old habits. But I know that part of my work, speaking for myself in my adult life, is to always be aware and to always tell myself that it is okay and that I am still a good person. So I'm going to end the podcast here. Feel free to email me at contact@thelettersandlayers.com. Please rate and please review on your preferred listening platform if this episodes or past episodes have positively impacted you. And please subscribe to the podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for the support. I appreciate you all, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.